U.S. Meat Export Federation President Phil Tseng says he believes Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's strategy has a better chance of success than the all-or-nothing approach advocated by the Bush administration.
Secretary Vilsack has realized, you know, sometimes it's better off getting some first downs to get in the end zone than trying to throw the long ball. And so what he is doing, I think, is taking a very realistic approach to this. The Japanese deal basically in steps. And we opened our market in steps. We have to remember that we opened up to Canada for 30 months boneless, then we opened up 30 months bone-in, and then we opened up to all ages. And so there was a three-step process there with Canada. So a lot of what we do, we just have to remember our recent history, and I think that'll serve us well.
Vilsack arrived in Japan late Tuesday. He is scheduled to chat briefly tomorrow with his Japanese counterpart on the sidelines of a global food security symposium. A longer meeting is set for Thursday. And U.S. officials say they're confident that beef will be discussed.
It's an important trading partner in our competition. I mean, their secretaries of agriculture, their presidents, their queens, or whatever, they come to these markets and they really extol the products. And so for us, this is very, very important to have him here and to uphold what we do in agriculture in the United States and to actually promote it, present it.
I'm Stuart Doan in Tokyo.